opportunity to generate a tremendous amount of revenue.
As these data centers pop up all over the country to supply computing power for artificial intelligence, tech companies have increasingly been turning to Georgia. Within 60 miles of Atlanta, the website Baxtel has tracked 26 data centers currently under construction, with another 52 planned.
This area is already congested, and to add additional 4,000 vehicles daily in this area is asking for a tragedy.
Now, Russ, the permit that Coweta commissioners approved last night doesn't set forth a clear timeline of when construction could begin, but it does require that the developer has to fund road improvements and protect a private cemetery on the property.
Georgia Power to impact hundreds of properties and force 21 owners out via eminent domain for a $17 billion massive data center. Georgia Power is advancing a 35-mile, 500-kilovolt transmission line project across Coweta, Fayette, and Fulton County and Heard counties to meet surging electricity demand for AI data centers, including the recently approved Project Sail hyperscale campus in Coweta County. The project will affect hundreds of private parcels, primarily through easements, while 21 homes will be fully acquired and removed to accommodate the infrastructure. Because, of course, we need it. We have to have it. What would we do without it? And again, if you ask Grok, they say 330 houses are slated. But that could include all parcels, maybe not the houses. But there's a lot of people being severely inconvenienced by all of this. And then today I stumble on a question that is another wrinkle to all of this, right? First of all, John Mazena on X says, data centers are not uniquely energy hungry. One aluminum smelter draws as much power as all of Nashville. To which my response would be, yeah, but you get aluminum out of it. Yeah, but it creates a product that benefits people and you can sell and is tangible and physical and then becomes an engine of the economy. AI produces nothing but slavery. So then Bully Esquire on X at Bully ESQ says, cities have industrial zones. Data centers should go there next to factories. The idea that Facebook is building a data center in the middle of a wooded streamland behind a bunch of houses is retarded. Anti-data center people are retarded. Spiritually, you, it's disgusting. But they are doing that. It is retarded, but they are doing it. They are building data centers in the middle of wooded streamland. They are building it behind a bunch of houses. It is retarded. I agree. So they should go in burnt out city centers. They should actually fill it. Like, do you understand that in 2020 they sent everybody home and half the people never went back to the office? So there is a crisis right now in real estate in downtown centers because big corporations are not renewing their leases and giant office buildings are sitting totally unused in the middle of cities, fully connected to power already. Why are they not being used for these data centers? Why are they deliberately building gigantic many hundred acre creations in the middle of farmland outside of small towns or 20 feet from suburbs? It is retarded. I agree. Not the fear of that happening, the fact it is happening. Again, the question of why it's happening should not be a question for InfoWarriors. You should have known this forever because you've been studying Klaus Schwab. You've been studying the World Economic Forum, and you understand how scarcity is an extremely useful weapon when you're trying to control humanity. Do you remember this woman from the World Economic Forum talking about ways to control you? Let's watch.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things, but anyway.
So See, they failed to get every single person in the world to take the vaccine. The translation there is she's saying, we failed to get total control last time. Here are some other methods we can use. The vaccine, it was a little vague. People were able to sort of go, well, I'll be fine without it. You can't be fine without water. So that's the World Economic Forum telling you in no uncertain terms and kind of, you know, blatantly that they intend to use scarcity of the elements we need for survival in order to control us. They're going to use water and the scarcity of fresh drinking water as a method of coercion because they desperately want control. And it's almost funny in that clip because the hyperscale data centers hadn't been a thing yet. She's like, people don't really understand climate change. Well, I'm a little confused. I thought I understood climate change. I thought it was going to destroy the world. I thought it was the most important thing ever. I thought it superseded any concerns about the economy or industry or anything else. It was a imperative. It had to be done. And questions about it were misinformation that should have been shut down by force. But now they have data centers. And so suddenly that doesn't matter and none of it matters. And they're making every excuse in the book for why, well, the energy's a lot, but the aluminum smelters make a lot too. And sure, we're creating as much pollution as 100, you know, whatever, gasoline engine generator sites. But, you know, it's necessary because we said so, and you're a Luddite if you disagree. And it just happens to be a coincidence that these hyperscale data centers that they're building out by the tune of 3,000 or 4,000 simultaneously all happen to draw massively on the potable drinking water, underwater reservoirs, aquifers, rivers, and lakes that we supply our drinking water from. What a strange coincidence that is, huh? Yeah. What a strange synchronicity of you know, what the World Economic Forum wants and what's happening in real life. Isn't that crazy how that happens? Isn't that nuts? Isn't that inexplicable? This is what I mean. It's like you got people writing these articles, you know, the water issue about AI, it's fake. It's totally overblown. I mean, yes, they are using that much water. And yes, they are getting it from the local utilities. And yes, sometimes they just hook up lines to the local utilities without telling the local utility. So they're stealing millions upon millions of gallons of water. And that is going to cause a water shortage and a drop in pressure. And probably if it continues like this, a point to which water will become a scarce and valuable commodity that the World Economic Forum has already laid claim to and has already folded into their commodification of the natural world. So they'll be able to charge you for it. And again, if you're an InfoWars viewer, none of this is new. None of this should be a surprise. It is a little bit frustrating that we're having to relearn this lesson, having to reteach this lesson again when we already went through all of this with COVID. It doesn't matter if the experts and the scientists in charge tell you that this is absolutely a positively good thing. They're lying to you because they're a part of it, because they are part and parcel, hand in glove with the globalist plan to eradicate humanity's ability to survive without them. Okay? Do we understand? No, we don't? Well, good, because I've got a lot more videos to show you on the other side of them saying it in even more explicit and undeniable ways. So stay tuned. We'll show you a series, a cacophony, a choir of satanic globalists telling you why they're building data centers, telling you why they're eradicating the natural world. You can listen to them if you want, or you can ignore them to your own peril.
Just heard Alex Jones talk about some chemical that makes the frogs gay. Raise your hand. Turns out he wasn't wrong. When frogs were exposed to atrazine, some were chemically castrated and feminized. Genetic males developed female reproductive organs, and some even produced viable eggs. What is less known is this. Human exposure to atrazine in the womb is linked to genital malformations in men. Like when the pee hole isn't in the right place on the pee. And it even could be contributing to shrinking sizes. I am talking about micro becoming increasingly common. Despite this, atrazine, the micro chemical, is present in the drinking water of 40 million Americans. Europe banned it. We didn't. Talk about a war on masculinity.